Marvel Zombies vs. Zombicide 2nd Edition in 2026. Which giant cooperative box should you buy? Margo here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Buy Marvel Zombies if your group wants comic book spectacle, zombified heroes, hunger management, and a streamlined one-box event. Buy Zombicide 2nd Edition if you want the longer-lived modern zombie sandbox, equipment search, official missions, campaigns, and custom content. Buy X-Men Resistance, not a small expansion, when you specifically want full hero mode. This is a buying decision, not a fandom census. Margo opens both enormous boxes, separates hunger from equipment, explains the X-Men Resistance core box trap, and names the apocalypse worth giving your table to. Every product link in this guide resolves to an exact Amazon detail page with the Puzzlewick affiliate tag. Product galleries and official manuals were checked on 2026 to 725. Moving prices are deliberately left to the current listing. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Should you buy Marvel Zombies or Zombicide 2nd Edition? Marvel Zombies is a reversal. Players are infected heroes. Hunger is power and danger, and bystanders are resources with names. Zombicide 2nd Edition is the modern outbreak fantasy. Survivors search rooms, improve equipment, and become louder and stronger as adrenaline rises. Marvel Zombies is easier to pitch as an event because the premise and miniatures do immediate work. Zombicide 2E is easier to keep as a system because missions, equipment, and campaign expansions let a regular host change the story. Margo recommends Marvel for a Marvel-first group and 2E for a host-first group. The correct box is the fantasy people want to inhabit for 90 minutes, not the one with the taller miniature. How does Marvel Zombies change the Zombicide formula? The Marvel Zombies core is built around zombie mode. Characters do not search for ordinary equipment in the classic way. They gain traits, manage hunger, and devour bystanders while fighting living heroes. High hunger can make attacks powerful, but it narrows control. The team must decide who feeds, who clears a zone, and when a powerful action risks turning the next activation into a liability. The official rulebook lists 6 zombie hero dashboards: trait cards, bystanders, spawn cards, tiles, dice, and miniatures. The Amazon gallery provides component and close-up proof before checkout. How does Zombicide 2nd Edition play differently? 2nd Edition preserves the classic survivor arc. Search for equipment, combine useful gear, open buildings, manage noise, and gain adrenaline. Stronger survivors also trigger more dangerous spawns, so a player racing ahead can endanger the entire team. Equipment gives the game a scavenging story that Marvel Zombies intentionally replaces with superhero powers and traits. The modern setting is easier to customize, and official plus community missions create a deeper long-term library. The core teach should begin with action economy, target priority, noise, and spawn timing. Do not front-load every weapon interaction. Let the first door demonstrate why the team plans a full round before anyone moves. Is X-Men Resistance an expansion or a complete game? X-Men Resistance is a full core box and can be played on its own. It supplies hero mode, in which living heroes rescue bystanders and battle zombie heroes. It is not a small character expansion. The Marvel Zombies rulebook includes cross-mode cards, but it states that X-Men Resistance is needed to play hero mode with the full system. Buying both core boxes creates both perspectives and a large combined roster. It also creates substantial storage duplication. Buy X-Men Resistance first if saving citizens as living heroes is the fantasy. Buy Marvel Zombies first if the bizarre inversion is the reason to own the line. Which box is better solo and at different player counts? Both systems support solo by controlling multiple characters. That is functional, but the table state is large. 4 controlled heroes is a common practical baseline. Fewer human players do not always mean fewer dashboards. 3 or 4 people is the hosting sweet spot. Everyone has meaningful responsibility. The full team can plan together and downtime remains manageable. At 5 or 6, assign spawn and token jobs, so the owner is not operating a board game while everyone else watches. Marvel Zombies is slightly easier to pitch to an occasional group because powers are printed on recognizable characters. 2E rewards a stable group that learns equipment roles and mission tempo. The expert strategy, route, noise, threat, and hunger plan the whole team's turn before the first miniature moves. Door timing, line of sight, noise, and spawn zones can change the value of every later action. An isolated strong character is still a failed route. In 2E, search early but stop when the team already has a functional weapon plan. Manage the adrenaline gap so one survivor does not raise spawn danger while another still holds starter gear. In Marvel Zombies, decide who feeds and who spends hunger. Do not let every hero peak at once. Preserve one clean finisher. Control bystander access and treat traits as a coordinated team resource rather than personal loot. What should you buy after a core box? Play the included missions first. A giant miniature system creates the illusion that variety is a purchase, but mission design and group discipline produce more novelty than an unopened character pack. For Zombicide 2E, add a campaign only when the group wants persistent characters and returns reliably. For Marvel Zombies, add the other full core only when the group wants the opposite mode. Smaller expansions should answer a favorite team request, not a completeness reflex. Storage is the first accessory. Label enemy types, keep dashboards together and store mission-specific tokens where setup order can find them. An insert that makes a game appear in 12 minutes may create more value than another box that makes it appear twice a year. How to host the Giant Box night without losing the evening to set up, choose the mission before guests arrive, and build its tile map on a clear table. Sort spawn cards, objectives, doors, and mission-specific tokens into separate shallow trays. Put each dashboard with its matching miniature, pegs, and starting cards. For Marvel Zombies, create a visible bystander and trait area. For second edition, separate starter equipment from the searchable deck. The host should be able to explain the premise before opening another bag. Give every person a table job. One player resolves spawn cards, one manages doors and objectives, one checks line of sight and noise, and the host advances the mission state. This is not busy work. It keeps five people inside the game instead of waiting for the owner to operate every subsystem. At six players, seat people in activation order and keep dashboards near the matching edge of the map. Use a round planning ritual. Identify the nearest spawn threat, confirm the objective, plan door timing, then move the first miniature. In second edition, compare adrenaline levels before creating more noise or opening a building. In Marvel Zombies, state current hunger allowed before committing the team's finisher. The strongest player should invite corrections. Cooperative confidence becomes dangerous when it silences the person who noticed the exposed route. For cleanup, photograph the completed table, return mission-only components first and bag miniatures by enemy type or hero team. Store dashboards with their identifiers facing outward. Record the mission, result, and one rule to verify next time. A giant game earns repeat plays when the next setup begins from a known recipe rather than an archaeological dig. Final verdict and exact buying order: Marvel First Event Table, buy Marvel Zombies. If the group later wants to play Living Heroes, add X-Men Resistance. Long-term modern zombie host, buy Zombicide Second Edition. Play the full mission range and add campaign content only after the same group returns. New to the system and indifferent to Marvel, 2E is the safer foundation. New to the system and delighted by the reversal, Marvel Zombies is not a novelty wrapper. Hunger makes it a genuinely different core. Final verdict: Marvel Zombies is the more distinctive spectacle and the best choice for a Marvel first group. Zombicide Second Edition is the better long-term host purchase because gear, missions, and campaign branches create a broader sandbox. X-Men Resistance is a full hero mode core, not an optional miniature pack. Frequently asked questions: is Marvel Zombies a standalone game? Yes, the Marvel Zombies core is a complete zombie mode game. Is X-Men Resistance a standalone game? Yes, it is a full hero mode core box, not a small expansion. Which is better for beginners? Zombicide 2E is the classic survivor foundation. Marvel Zombies is slightly easier to pitch to Marvel fans. What is hunger in Marvel Zombies? Hunger powers abilities and attacks but becomes dangerous at high levels, creating a risk management clock. Does Zombicide 2E have equipment? Yes. Searching, equipping, and improving weapons is central to its survivor arc, which has more long-term content. Zombicide 2E has the broader modern mission and campaign sandbox, which is better solo. Both work by controlling multiple characters, but both require substantial table management. What is the best player count? Three or four people is our practical sweet spot for responsibility without excessive downtime. Do I need both Marvel core boxes? Number by Marvel Zombies for zombie mode or X-Men Resistance for hero mode. Add the other only when the opposite perspective matters. What accessory should I buy first? Organization. labeled trays or bags that reduce setup create more play than another character expansion.